Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Pleased to be joined here today by Dr. Brian Samuel. He is the K-State Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer and speaking to us here on Martin Luther King Day. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. First of all, before we get into things, you've been there for about 2 years. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have the distinct pleasure of serving as K-State's inaugural Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, working in the President's office and supporting the campus broadly and comprehensively with strategic diversity and inclusion goals and objectives. I've been here about 2 years. I come from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and spent a little time, about 6 years, in the Nebraska, state of Nebraska, University of Nebraska system. So I've been around a little bit.
Yeah, and we were talking beforehand. We both spent some time in Nebraska and kind of reminiscing our time. You were in Kearney, I was in Hastings, so very cool to hear. And did you enjoy your time up there?
I loved it. Loved it. Yeah. Great place. Very safe community, loving community. People were very friendly. Raised my kids in the community, and it was a great time.
Very good. Well, we're glad to have you here at K-State and in Manhattan. And speaking to you here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it's a day of remembrance for all the good that he stood for. And I'm going to chat a little bit about that. There's some activities coming up at K-State surrounding Martin Luther King Day in the next week or so.
Yes, quite a bit going on. We are very fortunate at K-State to be closely tied and associated with the work and service of Dr. King. As you know, Brandon, K-State was one of the last institution, or the last institution, that Dr. King actually spoke at in terms of college and university campuses back in 1968, some 52 years ago. And we've also been fortunate enough to have his son, Martin Luther King III, here and to speak at K-State. So we have a long, rich, and storied history of being connected to his legacy, his passion for servicing others, and doing good work.
Now, yeah, unfortunately, with school not back in session yet, nothing really going on campus today, right?
That's right. We have made a conscious decision, we think, to make sure that our students are engaged and have every opportunity to participate in programs and services that we offer. And so, therefore, we don't actually do activities on the 20th or the holiday that we will celebrate here today. But when students return and we get a good opportunity for people to come back to the campus, come back to the city and participate and attend in all these events, we found that that's been very, very meaningful for us.
And, you know, Saturday, January 25th, there's the MLK Day of Service. Tell us a little bit more about what this is all about.
Yeah, some time ago, probably about 7 or 8 years, to my understanding, there was a national calling for making the MLK holiday be more than just a day of staying at home and a day of rest or what have you, because Dr. King had done so much for American society and the world, for that matter, in terms of servicing and living his life for the service of all humanity. We believe that it would probably be important and good to recognize that and commemorate his life work by actually servicing others as opposed to staying home. So many institutions across the country, cities, municipalities, and things of that nature began to call for a day of service, to where individuals could identify any number of passions or interests or special needs, places where they would like to give their time and take that day and service others. And so the Manhattan community is doing exactly that. And on the 25th, the Staley School of Leadership, will host a breakfast and kickoff for individuals who are interested in servicing others, and we'll meet and have breakfast, and then you go out and do your service.
All right, and there's a lot of places that you can help out at. Just for example, previously the Manhattan Emergency Shelter is one place, the Flint Hills Bread Basket, the Ogden Friendship House of Hope, just to name a few. But it's not just limited to that; it could be anything.
Yeah. Yeah, individual's passion, you know.
Mm-hmm. And well, then a few days later, you also have the laying of the wreath, and that's always a wonderful event at K-State. I remember last year, and that'll take place on January 31st.
That's correct. Prior to the laying of the wreath, we're going to have the Emma King Presidential Luncheon, which will be Thursday the 30th, and General Newton, a four-star general in the United States Air Force, will be our keynote speaker, and he's going to speak to the students, faculty, staff, and administrators, and any community members that actually attend the luncheon. And his title is going to be something to the effect that Dr. King's legacy still lives on in our nation today. And I can't wait to meet him and to hear him. Got a lot of respect for his service and his experience in the work and servicing others. And then finally, we usually culminate with the laying of the wreath. We have a ML King bus at the corner of, forgive me, I'm forgetting the name of the street, but it's right in front of Ahern there and directly across from the student union, and we usually have the laying of the wreaths, and a couple key administrators and others will say a few words, and that usually sums up or summarizes our week for MLK.
Now, that presidential luncheon on the 30th, is that open to anybody?
My understanding is that there is a per seat cost, and it's about if I'm remember correctly, I think it's about $20 per seat, and the Department of Diversity and Multicultural Student Affairs is coordinating that particular event.
All right. So anyone interested can get a hold of them and reserve your seat. And it sounds like it's going to be a great talk there. And what time is that get going?
11:30. It's in the Alumni Center.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that. And these kind of opportunities with your office, you work probably constantly to get some of these folks out here to campus.
Yes, I have for a number of years stayed intricately involved in programs and activities to support the work of valuing the human dignity of all people and helping campuses and universities and communities realize the goals and legitimacy of that work.
How would you say, since coming on to Kansas State University, that things have improved as far as diversity and inclusion on campus?
We've done a lot of things well. We are engaging our students about knowledge and understanding of diverse issues, things not only race, but LGBTQ issues, religion as an aspect of diversity, individuals who may be attending college for the first time in their family and their lineage. They're the first individual to come to a university such as K-State. We're also working to make sure that our individuals who are physically or challenged or have some type of learning disability or visually impaired, auditorily impaired, or are experiencing the campus holistically. So we work to make sure that our knowledge and understanding about diversity issues is broad and comprehensive for all of our members at Kansas State University.
Yeah, and what better place than a university to get some of that, a little bit of flavor of diversity? Because a lot of folks come in and they haven't maybe met somebody from another background, and I think it's a wonderful blended environment that that schools can offer.
Yeah. Colleges and universities are usually very, very rich with diversity, and that knowledge and experience and those cultures and other things that add to the campus experience help individuals learn, help them solve problems, help them be prepared for working and servicing in a global workforce, and just being good human beings.
Do you guys ever have a social justice or advocacy events on campus throughout the year?
We do. We have a number of different programs. Some of the things that you may be familiar with include not only KS Unite, which you've heard much about. We've done that three times now. We also have Wildcat Dialogues and Cats for Inclusion. We have an Indigenous Peoples Day. We have diversity summits in all of the different colleges across the campus. So we do a number of different things, including but not limited to occasionally having speakers and lecturers and different events. Our Marianna Kishler Beach Museum is doing some wonderful things with the art exhibits that they bring that also touch diversity and inclusion. So, you know, we are very, 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 very engaged in the entire diversity and inclusion continuum.